Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Oh man, and what a morning. 34 degrees right now and sunshine. Beautiful out there. It's 918. Thank you for letting us be a part of your morning and letting us be a part of your life. Appreciate that. Well, it is time for one of my favorite new segments here, CHI St. Francis President Terry Anderson in to talk with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
It's turned into a popular little segment in a short amount of time, which I love.
And I look forward to this every week.
Well, you know, CHI St. Francis legacy here in the community and always things going on. So we're never at a loss for things to talk about. You got a couple of things. Do you want to start with the blood screening?
Sure. So we partnered with Essentia Clinic, Sanford Clinic, and the Rotary Club. And so we're going to have the community blood screening, which is October 28th through November 1st. It's at 6 a.m. to 9:30, and it'll be at our walk-in clinic. And yet you need to make an appointment, which is 218-643-0123. And we will be checking for complete blood counts, your hemoglobin, your hematocrit, liver function, kidney function tests, and lipid panels, cholesterol, THS, and then your A1Cs. You know, and last time we had our screening, it was interesting to hear from some of the employees that didn't realize, like, oh my gosh, my A1C is out of whack. Maybe I need to go in and have that looked at. I'm a borderline diabetic. So, and this day and age, and I don't have data and I don't have the statistics to it, but a lot of our patients who come to the ER don't have primary providers. And so if you come to the ER and you're there to see an issue, that's what they zoom in on. And so many say, well, can you check for this? Can you check for that? Mm-hmm. And I don't know since COVID what kind of transpired, but we are seeing a large number of patients that don't have primary providers. So this would be an excellent thing to come in. It's only $60. You don't have to be fasting, and it'll tell you and what that checks for. Do you have liver disorders? Are your electrolytes out of balance? The white count checks if you've got an infection going on, and again your A1C, and especially your cholesterol. Some people don't realize they're running around with a lot of high fats in their blood, which can lead to stroke. So that screening is very important, and you can get that sent to a provider, or you know, there's three clinics in town that you can choose to go to. So again, that's twice a year. And I do believe the last screening we had over 250 people from the Twin Towns.
Holy smokes.
So it is very good. We get them through quite rapidly. Our lab is very busy
for
that time. But again, what a better way just to get an insight of what's going on with your body.
Well, and a great, like you said, a great on-ramp to getting a provider if you don't have one.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And you know, and you're running around and you're thinking you're healthy, and it's like you get your lab, your panels back, and it's like, boy, I better get some healthcare on board so that I can prevent damage down the road. Because you know, when you have diabetes, eventually it affects your heart and your eyes and your kidneys. So that early prevention is the key.
Preventative is key. And what a great resource for $60.
Exactly.
You can get a lot of questions answered.
Yep, and a lot of lab tests. It's all inclusive. So, you know, thank you to the community pulling together, the Essentia Clinic, the Sanford Clinic, and CHI St. Francis and the Rotary Club to be pushing that.
And that is next week in the mornings,
yep,
correct?
On the 28th through the 1st, 6 a.m. to 9:30, and I plan to be sitting at that booth for the majority of the time. So
fantastic.
I'm excited for that, yeah.
So they get to know you there as well.
Correct.
I've been hearing a lot about this, the term swing beds.
Yes.
What is this about? Explain this to us and educate us on swing beds. What is this, Terry?
So swing beds is just another, after you finish your acute care stay and you need another level, like whether you're going to, you know, you might decide, do I need to go to long-term care, but I really want to return home. And so when you enter into swing bed, it's not a different bed. It's a regular hospital bed. We have them at our hospital. It's a private room. It just next to the acute care. So even if you had acute care stay in the hospital, you may transition into a swing bed. And that is just where you no longer need that acute care, but you still need strengthening. You need that endurance. If you've had a stroke and you're just needing to build your strength so you can walk again, or if you have a speech impairment, we have speech therapists, we have occupational therapists, we have physical therapists. And the key that maybe a lot of people don't know, when I give tours in the building, we have a gym. We have a swimming pool, a hot tub, and a sauna. But so think of that if somebody who's had total knee surgery and they're not quite ready to go home and take care of themselves, we get them into the aquatic exercise. And any time at any age that you have a setback and you're laying in that hospital bed, you lose your strength. So you need that endurance and that strength. So. And usually swing beds, like if you're recovering from major surgery, joint replacement, stroke, wound healing. We have a lot of people that may have a bad infection and they just need to be on IV antibiotics. So they're in for that. IV pain management, and then it may be after a major accident.
Okay.
And then, and we have dedicated staff. We have experienced physicians. We have licensed physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech path therapists. We also have skilled nursing staff. We have pastoral care on 24, I mean, they're 7 days a week, or 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a dietitian. And then the other thing we have is a case manager that's going to get that transition from where you're at to home. That has been lately in the healthcare REMA things, is we used to be as nurses, take care of the patient, send them home. Now we got to make sure you're successful at home. Do you have home care? Do you have Meals on Wheels? Because we get looked at if we have readmissions. So that's just CMS, Centers of Medicare and Medicaid, saying, how are you going to care for those people so they don't come back into the organization? So so we're here to meet the community's needs. And just if you're recovering from a surgery, say in Fargo or St. Cloud, maybe wherever you're at, and they talk about swing bed, you know, think about coming closer to home. It's mm-hmm. all convenience for the family, so that family doesn't have to drive somewhere. Because those patients, when you're in the hospital, it does get lonely.
Sure.
So we've got that option.
And for people listening to this and going, okay, now I'm educated, I want to know more about it, they can always contact CHI and get more information,
so
correct?
I've got the case manager's number. That is 218-643-0281.
All right.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Great information. Thank you. I like being educated on things, and I'd heard the term swing bed come up before. Didn't really know what it was. Now I do.
Yep. And a lot of people are just like, okay, what do we move to? What's that bed look like? It's a regular hospital bed. It's just a different term. And same nurses.
Mm-hmm.
You go up and down the hall, you don't know who's swing bed and who's. It's just different, just a different program.
Good stuff.
And it's not at tertiary hospitals, which are like your big Fargo hospitals or your, you know, it's the critical access hospitals that have that.
And it's the care closer to home, too.
I
like that. Terry, it's turned into a great segment. Great information. Thank you so much. You have a good weekend, okay?
Yep, you too.
We will talk next Friday, all right?
Absolutely.
Terry Anderson, our newest segment here, is stopping in from CHI St. Francis. Terry, the new president out there. And again, if you have any questions you'd like to know more about swing beds, just give them a call at CHI St. Francis. It's 926. The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
KSIH recently launched some new precision tech offerings to help improve the farmer's experience, from buying tech to managing fleets. Kendall Quandall, the precision tech segment lead at KSIH, has the details.
Back in August, we released Field Ops, which allows customers to have a new platform to manage their fleet and their agronomic data. So it's really allowing a comprehensive real-time view at what's going on across the entire fleet. It also brings the mobile experience, so what they experience on their phone, and the web-based, what they experience on their desktop or their laptop, brings that experience together. So it's much more cohesive. It feels like the same system when they're operating between the two, making it a really farmer-friendly solution.